I have a new project, and it's all about reading significant poems. Poems that have had an influence on me in my life, or poems that appeal to me in some way. I don't want to put too much of a boundary around it, but I'd like to occasionally read a poem, share it. And this morning I got an email from a blog, basically, and the title of the blog is called Unwind Your Mind, and it's all about mental wellness. And the blog post was posted by Marie Duffy, and it was called The Road Not Taken, and it's an introduction to a poem by Robert Frost, and it's Robert Frost's most famous poem. And I am going to read the poem that begins, Two Roads Diverged in a Yellow Wood. And the more I practiced reading it this morning, the more I realized that it's quite a tricky poem to read, for me at least. So this is it, the first in an occasional series of poems. And it's a poem by Robert Frost, and it's called The Road Not Taken. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood. And sorry I could not travel both to be one traveller. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair. And having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though, as for that, the passing there had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by, and that has made all the difference. So there you have it, the famous couplet, I took the one less travelled by, and that has made all the difference. I guess that's a terribly powerful urging to everybody to make their own path, be your own person, take the one less travelled, you know, don't go down the same road as everybody else, make your own mark. But Robert Frost, that's some poem. And if you never wrote any other poem, we'd have that to be grateful for. I found that poem too in a book called Staying Alive, Real Poems for Unreal Times, edited by Neil Astley. My sister sent me this book some time ago when I was recovering from severe depression. And it's a great collection of poems. It's called Staying Alive. So there we are. That's my first effort at an occasional reading of a poem that means a lot to me. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.